listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Voting equipment breakdowns, long lines, and mistakes by voters and poll workers created problems during the last two presidential elections. This year, voters and election administration officials are hoping November 4th's election has fewer glitches and less confusion. University of Michigan political expert Michael Traugott says election officials will closely watch the polls, which is expected to see a high number of new voters and, in some states, a switch from touchscreen voting machines to paper-fed optical scanners. Officials will also monitor allegations regarding voter registration fraud and voter suppression.
There are two things going on in the campaign that make election officials nervous. One of them is there are very high levels of interest in the campaign, and so we expect there to be a kind of boost in turnout. And the election administration officials have to be confident that they have enough machines, they have enough ballots, that lines won't be too long. And the other issue is that there have been a lot of new registrants added to the rolls, particularly by the Democrats and also by some interest groups. So there could be issues of appropriate identification when these voters get to the polls. And we can assume that people who go to the polls to vote can identify themselves appropriately, but it may take them some time to do that. So again, this could be something that results in longer lines at the polls. Election administration officials in the United States have worked very hard to be ready for this election. They've made improvements in equipment since 2004. They've made some changes in their procedures. And they certainly are anticipating higher levels of turnout. So everyone is keeping their fingers crossed that the votes will be counted on a timely basis and accurately.
This historic election presents several challenges for pollsters like Traugott. One challenge involves not getting feedback from voters accessible only by cell phones, which typically includes young people.
The main task that pollsters face as election approaches is estimating who's going to go to the polls and how they're going to vote. So the first part we usually refer to as the likely voter models, that is determining which portion of the sample is actually going to cast their ballots and then looking at them to see what their preference distribution is. And there are a number of problems associated with likely voter estimation in this particular election. First of all, we have a lot of newly registered people. So some of the historical models take into account a person's habitual voting behavior, but these people haven't voted in the past, so they have to figure out how to get them in an appropriate way. Then a second part of the model is to estimate how large the electorate might be, what the turnout rate might be. And we know that there's a very high level of interest in this campaign, and we're expecting there to be above average turnout. So getting the actual size of the electorate correct is another problem that the pollsters face. And then, of course, there are these issues of how accurate the reports of who people are going to vote for are going to be. There's some concern that with the omission of people with cell phones only, that there'll be an underestimate of support for Barack Obama, small underestimate, because these are young people who have these cell phones only, and they are disproportionately favoring Barack Obama. But on the other hand, there's also some concern about an overreport of support for Barack Obama because of social desirability, people being unwilling to say that they won't vote for an African-American candidate. That effect is also expected to be small, but maybe a little bit larger than the omission of the cell phone-only households. We're going to have to see how this all plays out on Election Day.
Michael Traugott is a professor of communication studies. He's also a senior research scientist at the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.